wonder.
Yes. And if a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you say the boy what his father?
Behavior.
Yes, sir. If a boy's behavior is similar to his father, you say the boy what his father?
Like you.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a woman who helps a childbirth but isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
And if a city person comes to the country, what might country people call him behind his back?
City cracker.
Yes, sir.
And a city slicker.
Yes, sir. If a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Country cracker.
Yes, sir. Now, how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Well, if he's black, well, he's a nigger.
Yes, sir. And
so if he's brown, well, you have to kind of look at him and see where he see what part of Asia he come out of.
Yes, sir. And suppose you were angry with a nigger and you thought he was just really no good, what would you call him? Would you have a different name?
How about run that by me again? I missed part of it.
Well, if you were just, if there was a nigger that just, you know, this was no good, just a no good nigger, what would you call him? Would you have a different name?
Just call him Sorry Nigger.
All right. And how do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to?
Can you call him by his name, but I know it.
Yes, sir. Well, if, well, let's say there was a wreck on the road and somebody said, was it a bunch of niggers? You might say, no, it was
white folks.
All right. So one of them would be a what? If it was just one person, it'd be a...
be a white man or a white woman.
All right. And do you know the insulting words that members of other races, you know, people from Asia or niggers or something, might refer to white people with?
Well, some of them go with white trash.
Yes, sir. Now, suppose a man has a fishing rod that he likes a whole lot, and his young son, you know, just broke it carelessly. You might say the man got awfully what about it?
Mad.
Yes, sir. And suppose you've been working hard all day, and by nighttime you say, man, I'm really what?
Tired.
Yes, sir. Now, if a school nurse sent a little boy home early, it might be because he's what?
Sick.
Would you say it again?
Sick.
Yes, sir. And if a person has a sick feeling right down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
Stomach.
Yes, sir. So would you say he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
Yes, sir.
That stomachache.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding that some of the guests might want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom at?
Well, there's two or three different names. Some of them might want to torture them, some of them might want to aggravate them.
Yes. But what would this, the kind of celebration be called?
Well, like I say, it'd be... I was all going to find out hardly what you call it, she just say aggravating them.
Yes, all right. Well, what do people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what'll get you?
Well, some folks say it's a haint. Some folks say it's a ghost.
Yes, sir. You know any others?
Well, around Christmas time, so you better be good. Don't Santa Claus won't come.
Well, how do you greet a friend on December 25th?